In John chapter 9, a man born blind has just been healed by Jesus, and the crowds are stunned. They don't know what to make of this formerly blind man. The Pharisees are struggling as well. In fact, they don't want to believe what Jesus has done. They're so stubborn that they go through 3 different interview processes with this man once blind. And you can see the pickle that their stubbornness creates. In verse 16, some say that Jesus is not from God. Other Pharisees, they're starting to get it, and they say he must be from God. So the Jews make a determination. This man cannot have been blind from birth. Let's get his parents in here so we can figure this out. And so they drag in the parents, and the parents confirm that their son was actually blind from birth, but now he can see. But they refused. The parents refused to acknowledge Jesus as the one who did this miracle. And verse 22 tells us why they refused. It was because of fear of the Jews. And here's what we learn. Proclaiming Jesus, hailing Jesus as God's son, comes at a cultural cost. You'll be put out of some places, and they may be places that you would not expect to get put out of. Jesus never tells us following him would be easy. Jesus never tells us it will be convenient or without cost or sacrifice. In fact, he tells us the opposite. He tells us that no army goes to war without counting the cost, and no builder builds a building without counting the cost. And if the army or the builder doesn't think there's enough value in the endeavor, then they don't follow through. They don't go to war. They don't build the building. And we should love this about Jesus. He gives us the price tag of following him on the front end. But how do you count the cost of following Jesus? How do you actually live this out? The bottom line is that you realize that it could cost you everything. Is Jesus worth everything to you? Is following Jesus worth every relationship you have, worth losing your life over? We're called upon to count that cost. That's how perseverance and endurance happen. If you don't count the cost of following Jesus, knowing that following him could cost you a job, a relationship, or your life, then it's difficult to imagine that you would endure to the end. These parents in our text, they counted the cost and they said, the cost is too great. Jesus is not worth getting kicked out of the synagogue and losing cultural collateral. But what will their formerly blind son say? Does he count the cost? Well, the Pharisees round him back up and they question him again, demanding that he either condemn Jesus or go around Jesus to give glory to God. And this is the part of the story that's almost comical. The blind man says, "What's so hard to figure out? I was blind, now I see, and Jesus is the one who did it. How can you actually sit there and say that you don't believe he is sent from God?" There really is no cost for him, is there? He sees it. He knows it. But it really is not that much of a price to pay for him. Implicit within the idea that this man was born blind so that the works of God may be displayed in him is the assumption that the work of God in his life outweighs the years and years of blindness. He valued the works of God rightly. But his parents hadn't reached that point yet. Maybe they would get there. But what about you? Are you there? Today, when you pray, please pray for Hubert Aliaga and his family, our changemaker missionaries in Peru. And also remember the Pogolo Life Word broadcast in Tanzania.